Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for September the 10th, 2023. I have received some beautiful emails in my day, and I want to say that. I mean, I'm not deluged with people praising me, believe me, and I understand why, and I get it all. But every so often, I will get one of these very beautiful questions that suffice as insight, a question that actually answers itself. And I really treasure these. They're few and far between, but I'm going to share one with you today. This comes from Carrie. Carrie does not tell me where Carrie lives, and I'm fine with that. He says, what do I do when I have given everything and have seemingly nothing? What more can I give? And he is referring to a situation with his kids and his wife. I'm just going to leave it at that. And his obviously his kids and his wife are not listening to him. They don't like what he has to say, even though from what I gather from his email, it was very true. So what do you give when you have no more seemingly to give? Carrie, we've all been in this position in life. It is very important to understand how I posture myself in my life, how I posture my attentions, how I posture my priorities, how I posture my inner being. Is it postured towards getting what I want? Is it postured towards thinking I'm right, my righteousness? This is a very dangerous thing that most of us do unconsciously. We have our point of view where we think we are righteous about everything, and we're not. So with all of this being said, I have to understand, and Carrie, I hope this helps you. There comes a time, and I've had this with students all my life, and I've been doing this for 50 years. It's very, very difficult to watch a student that you love very much that you realize is trundling along in their life in the darkness of their ego, their vanity, and their pride. Pride is a big thing, and they make their vanity and their ego and their pride the righteousness of their life. And when a person has no more, you know, that they can work with other than their pride, their self-righteousness, their ego, it is hard for them to live their life. And they just live in the cycle over and over and over again of being disappointed and then trying to get what they want and then being disappointed, and on it goes. It gets really crazy. And that's the way people are in general. They are nuts. So what to do? Here's the deal. There comes a time when you have no more to say. You've said everything you can say. You've said it through words. You've maybe done it, like you said in your email, through deeds. And now all that's left is listening and allowing the person that you're dealing with, and the kids in this manner too, to make their own decision about how they're going to approach any particular problem they may be having, or any kind of situation they may be having. And in all of that, in that decision they make, you may realize this isn't a good one. This will bring about a lot of difficulties in their life, but there is nothing you can do about it. People destine themselves into their own life through self-righteousness, pride, and vanity. They do nothing more than that. Their logic and reasoning supports their mischief in this world. And honestly, it just, there is nothing you can do. I know what you would like to think you could do because you're trying to be very responsible, Carrie, but you've got to understand, people are going to do what they need to do. They have karma. They have all sorts of karma that you and I do not understand and that they don't understand. But they are hell-bent usually on doing what they're going to do. And in your email to me, I heard what you said about them being hell-bent, and they're not going to change. And I did a podcast yesterday on change, and maybe you'll take the time to hear it. I don't know. But they're not going to change. They're going to do what their impulses, their bodily impulses, tell them to do. They'll never question it. They'll never understand why they have these impulses. Their minds are thinking, if I do this, I'll have a better life. If I do this, I'll be happy. And this is one of the great fallacies of living. The thought that we could be happy. Again, I say this to you. I say it to all of you. You've heard me say it a billion times. Happiness is a quality of consciousness. It is not an event or some situation in the outer world. It is something within yourself that you must find as a quality of consciousness that is immune to anything that is going on in your outer life. Once you understand this, once you are aware of this, once you are willing to give up the futility of all of this, then something of the other shore can reach you, and you'll start seeing and hearing things in a different way. Now, most people will not give themselves this at all. And you're going to have to understand, not my will, but thy will be done. You'll have to understand that. And there is a bigger picture to everything. So what you must do is what I have had to learn how to do, and that is to love them where you find them. No matter what they do, no matter what they think, no matter how screwed up they are in their assessment of you or assessment of a situation, to just love them the way they are. And that's the challenge for you and me. It's easy for me to love them that do what I think is loving or what I want them to do that I believe will make them happy, that kind of stuff. It's easy. But to love a person when you know that the end is not going to justify the means, that you really realize this is going to be a huge mistake that may affect this person that you love very much for the rest of their life. You know you're going to have to face all this. And that is going to be your karma, my karma. I have it with my students, and I have it with my friends. I have it with what little family I have, and I just love them the way they are. And I send them nothing but compassion. After I have said what I have said, if they have asked me. Now, if they don't ask me, I don't give them an opinion. I don't give them a Greg Penn, you shouldn't do this because this is going to turn out this way. I don't do that. When they're ready, or if they're ever ready for it, then I do. But until then, I don't do that. What I do is let them do what they need to do, even though I might think, this is going to be very painful. This is not going to turn out well. You just got to love them the way they are. They have the right to their own lessons. They have the right to their own consequences. And though you and I see it as maybe useless and unnecessary, which it probably is, you have to give them the right to find that out for themselves. And if you are willing to do that, you remove yourself from being an obstacle in their life and just sit and observe and watch with loving, compassionate, and caring eyes. It's all you can do. And I know this is very hard. It's the test of giving everything you have for the sake of love. I hope that helps you, my dear one. I really do. It's an important question you asked, and I am humbled that I was the person that was blessed enough to get the question from you, because hopefully you helped other people as well. Please, please know I care. Thank you for listening, all of you. Thank you for your beautiful question, Carrie, and all of you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.